Hey, Daily Dosers, it's Kristen from the Fallbrook campus, and isn't it crazy that our mood and emotions can be changed and influenced simply by what type of music is playing? I have a specific playlist for working out, cooking, dancing, worshiping, or when I really have to focus on something. And I pick each one to bring out of me what I need to do the task. And there are studies that actually back this up. In 2011, there was a study where 43 students were asked to listen to either happy or sad music in the background, and then they asked them to identify happy and sad faces. When the happy music played, participants spotted more happy faces, and the opposite was true for the sad music. And the researchers said it's probably because the decision they needed to make in the experiment was directly influenced to their state of mind, picking up on facial expressions. And this reminds me of one of my favorite lessons on leadership. It's from our former executive pastor at North Coast, Charlie Bradshaw. He says, "The tone of the leader becomes the music of the team." And the idea behind this doesn't just pertain to organizations and businesses. This is true even in a family. The attitude and the mindset of the leader or the parent becomes the music, the culture, the DNA of the group or the family. And as parents, our humor, our outlook, priorities, treatment of others, spirit of judgment, spirit of compassion, it becomes that of our family. And I love the way Mandy Arriato says it. She's the CEO of MOPS International. She wrote Have More Fun. And she says this, "Here's a fact that you probably already know from experience and a lesson I have learned the hard way more times than I care to admit. As a mom, your attitude matters more than everyone else's. The soundtrack that our families are living by is determined by us moms. Whether we like it or not, all eyes in the family are usually on moms, looking for clues, absorbing our vibes, modeling our attitudes. And one of the responsibilities of motherhood is to inject a positive attitude and diffuse the tension." The book of Proverbs says it like this. In Proverbs 17:1, "Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting and strife." Proverbs 25:24, "Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife." Proverbs 31:25, "She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future." Proverbs 14:1, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands." And the question for moms is, what does our family soundtrack sound like? Is it negative or positive? Is it judgmental or charitable? Is it generous or stingy? Is there laughter filling your home or arguing? Is it kind or harsh? Overbearing or reasonable, fearful or peaceful, disrespectful or respectful? Is there isolation or busyness, or is there rest? And remember the study we talked about? That soundtrack determines your state of mind and your family's state of mind. It determines what you see, your perspective on life, about what's going on around you. And that soundtrack does the same for your family. I love what the French philosopher Voltaire says. He says, "The most important decision you make each day is the decision to be in a good mood. If the mom is having fun, everyone else will as well." As moms, are we playing the soundtrack of wholeness and joy? Can our kids hear it? If you're like me, you're so careful about the type of music that you have on in the car when there's kids in there. But think about it. What soundtrack is your life and attitude playing? What good is it to filter their music if our family soundtrack is garbage? Remember, they'll be parents someday too. So let's show them how to pick a good album for their future family as well.